in sheep's clothing. And that might be something you would want for your library. And it talks about different cults that we are faced with in this day and age. And there are so many of them nowadays. And they even talk about Jesus, but it's not our Jesus. So we have to be careful. We have to try the spirits to see that they are of God. Also, we have the spirits of devils. And I mentioned this because especially, and I didn't include this in our the notes, Darren, but there's a spirit of Beelzebub. And we read that in 2 Kings 1. And when Ahaziah, the king, he was ill, he inquired of Beelzebub, the god of Ekron, and this is a very evil god. It actually literally means Lord of the Flies. And this is a devil of devils. This is Satan himself coming. And it's mentioned also in Luke 11:18. They were trying to tell Jesus that he was the son of Beelzebub. Well, this is the spirit of the devil himself. And it's also in Revelation 16:14, when God just absolutely unleashes his wrath on the whole earth. We're going to see Satan coming up in horrible forms. And one of them is going to be Beelzebub.
Well, I'm going to go back and talk about that funeral just a little bit doing the other day.
Yeah.
I was presenting the message at the funeral. You were seated more or less in the back of the mortuary. But there was an older lady there, and when I talked about receiving Jesus Christ, and I told these people, you know, you have to make a decision. If you want to go to heaven, you need to choose heaven.
Well, what I loved about what you were saying is we must recognize that there is a heaven and there is a hell. There is a God and there is a devil.
Right.
A lot of people don't like to...
There's good and there's evil.
Yes, they don't like to talk about
But if you want
that.
To go to heaven, you have to choose. And the way you get there is by choosing his son Jesus. And I took the whole group. I asked them to say the sinner's prayer. I want you to share with us what that elderly lady did who was seated by you as I gave the sinner's prayer and asked people to pray that prayer.
Well, there was a lot of timidity and probably a lot of reservedness
about
saying it out loud. But I sat probably two-thirds of the way back, and so I knew that I was going to have to speak quite clearly and loudly because not a whole lot around me were speaking. So as I was joining with you and saying the sinner's prayer, this lady right beside me, every time you spoke of Jesus or you spoke of I am a sinner, she just stiffened all the more. I mean, you could see it in her body.
How old do you think she was?
About 75 probably.
Wow.
And I wanted to lean over and say, someday, lady, you are going to need Jesus. That's right. You are going to come to that gate that of death. And we all do, and I appreciate what you had to say, we all are going to come to that moment of death. And we are going to choose whether we want life or whether we want death.
Now, she was uncomfortable because there was a spirit of rebellion in her. And also the Holy Spirit was knocking on the door of her heart saying, this is your time.
I'm wondering if tradition of men had just led her down such a royal wrong path.
Could be.
And so many churches. We went by a church yesterday, Darren, in a particular town, and I said, it's huge church, huge edifice, has been there forever. And I said, I wish they preached about Jesus, but they don't. They talk about Mother Nature and everything else under the moon, but they don't talk about Jesus, the very thing that's going to give us salvation.
You said everything else under the moon, also under the sun. Would you say that?
Well, those are spirits of error, and we can ask for a spirit of truth to be on these people. And that's what I did. I prayed that Father God would bring a spirit of truth to this lady and a spirit of salvation, true salvation.
Now, folks, so let me tell you, let me make this real plain. It's not just because they don't believe what we believe. What some of these people believe is taking them right down the path to hell.
Oh, that's right.
To eternal death. And that's why we're excited about this teaching about the good spirits in the part one of this series. And now we're telling you what the problem is. The root of the problem, folks, is always in the spirit world. And I want to say this to you. Some of you go to a church where cancer is glamorized, and they talk about hospice, and they talk about a lot of things. Well, let's teach people how to die with dignity. What about teaching them how to die with victory?
With Jesus.
Yeah, deliverance. Hey,
that's
folks,
right.
Let's get them delivered to those spirits that are causing the sickness, causing the problem, causing the bankruptcy, causing the divorce, causing whatever it is. And we've got to wake up and realize, you know, these problems have a spiritual cause. There's a root someplace. And we can see the fruit of this thing. Well, if you know the fruit, you can find the root. The fruit will lead you to the root. And you've got to really get in there and go for it and watch God deliver the people when you use the name of Jesus. Use a power that's greater than the problem.
The very first time we see Satan, Darren, is in Genesis. And in Genesis 3:6, the thing that actually broke Eve and sent her spiraling down and committing the sin that all of us were under until Jesus died on the cross. is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the boastful pride of life. And we find that in 1 John 2. I just like to read these last few verses here before the end of our teaching. Do not love the world, and this is in 1 John 2. Do not love the world, nor the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the boastful pride of life, is not from the Father, but is from the world. And the world is passing away, and also its lusts. Remember that. You may be feeling like you're having a great time enjoying life with all its lusts, but it's going to pass away. And what do you have then? The one who does the will of God abides forever, but the one who doesn't do the will of God, Darren, is going to end up in hell. And we don't desire that for anybody. And so we are praying today that you will come against these spirits that we have been talking about, all of these evil spirits, and ask Holy Spirit to come into your heart. And he will come in, and all these spirits must flee. As you do the will of the Father, remember, the will of the Father is to love him with all your heart and your soul and your mind.
And you know, the devil sends these evil spirits we've been talking about today in part two of this message series. He sends these evil spirits to separate us from God. Separate us from God's love. And, you know, God doesn't want that. And really, you don't want that. So we're going to pray for you right now that God will just move on your heart in a very, very special way.
Yes.
Father God, we realize that the spirits of life, the spirits of peace and joy and righteousness and all of those things are sent for our good. And really, that righteousness is your life nature. And Lord Jesus, you paid the price for us. You became sin for us that we might become the righteousness of God in you. And today we talked about the other side of the coin, the evil spirits. And Lord Jesus, you defeated the devil, who is the prince of the kingdom of darkness. And we don't have to put up with all this stuff. Once we realize the power is available to us, that you've already paid the price, you already defeated the ruler of the unseen evil spirit world. And Father, we thank you. We thank you for Jesus. And Lord God, we want our friends to live in victory and to be overcomers. So today, Father God, we just loose the spirit of knowledge and wisdom and counsel and understanding. Loose the spirit of might and revelation knowledge that our friends may wake up and realize that they don't have to live in a spirit of compromise.
Praise God.
I thank you, Lord. I thank you that we can be congruent with you inside of us, that our minds can be renewed, our bodies can have the blessing of the Lord on them, and we can live in health. We don't have to live in sickness. We thank you, Father. We are single-minded. We are joyfully serving you because you're our choice. In Jesus' powerful name. Lord, we thank you that we can be born again out of the kingdom of darkness and live in the kingdom of light. And we do seek righteousness and truth. In Jesus' powerful name, amen.
Amen. The scripture in Matthew 16, Darren, that says, upon this rock of revelation, I will build my church. This is Jesus speaking. And the gates of hell shall not overpower it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. This is for you, our friends and our listeners. This scripture, the gates of hell cannot prevail against you when you use God's plan.
Amen. God bless you. Keep in touch.